From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon, you're very welcome to our program. In a few minutes we'll be reading from Jeremiah chapter 8. First, here's Rodney and Helen singing a very serious piece, God's Final Call. One verse I would like to read to you. It is found in Jeremiah chapter 8. It is the verse 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. It is a fact that the person who is a Christian looks at the world in a different way than the person who is not a Christian. The new birth provides the saved person with a mind that can think differently and eyes that can see differently. In every tree we can view the tree on which our Lord was crucified. In every lily we can behold the lily of the valleys. As the autumn leaves fall, we contemplate the brevity of life, and as the new buds burst forth, we are drawn to think about the resurrection unto life eternal. It is as if this planet is a temple of praise, set apart in the wide universe, where spring, summer, autumn and winter join together and declare in perfect harmony the glory of their Creator. Jeremiah the prophet was living in dangerous and precarious days. Israel were on the verge of being taken over by an enemy. Nebuchadnezzar's war horses were on the borders of the country. Some people in Israel were optimistic, thinking that they could be saved. But Jeremiah knew differently. He knew that his people had sinned against the Lord and that Jehovah would allow this catastrophe to be brought upon them because of their disobedience. Therefore, Jeremiah faithfully and solemnly preached, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." He applied lessons from this particular time of the year to Israel. Here in Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 20, the prophet was saying that spiritually the summer had ended for Israel. And spiritually the summer must come to an end for us all. This afternoon I would like to talk to you about the passing of five summers. Firstly, please think about the passing of the summer of youth. The tender shoots of springtime can be parallel to the innocence of childhood. The fine petal bursting forth is just like the little baby, the growing boy, the developing girl. The blossoms of summer, however, mirror the vigour and the energy of youth. Youth is a summertime experience. But there comes a time the steady hand must shake. The straight back must stoop. The clear mind must become forgetful. The sharp sight will become dim. Because youth must pass away even as the summer of the year comes to an end. Young people have energy. They have good enthusiasm. They also have a tenderness of heart. A tenderness of heart that they ought to make use of and come to a knowledge of Christ while they are young. It is a folly for a young person to think that they will give their lives to the pleasures of this world and forget about the Lord. The Bible says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." Before old age comes, before hardness settles upon the heart, it is vital that young people seek the Lord. And we must make this appeal to young people today. Come to the Saviour. And make no delay. It is a fact that the majority of people who commit themselves to Christ do so when they are young. And the older a person becomes, the more sceptical they become. And very few old people come to Christ. But we are glad that there are those who do. But we must urge young people today to get right with the Lord ere the summertime of youth passes away. Secondly, please consider the passing of the summer of health. It is good to have our health, and in many ways our health is our wealth. What a privilege to have a sound mind. What a privilege to have a body that is able to get about. These things are a blessing from heaven. But health will pass away for us all. There are very few people who throughout their lives will not escape ill health. And at any rate, all of us will face some demise or decline in our bodies that will take us to the grave itself. The person who is a Christian knows that even if his health declines, he has a wealth that is greater than his health, and that is Jesus Christ. Christ, you see, is an anchor that keeps us. When the strength begins to fail, when pain sets in, we have the Lord by our sides. But those who don't know the Lord, when the summertime of health ends for them, they have nothing else. They have no God. They have no faith. I would appeal to you today, whether you're in sickness or in health, get right with the Lord and you will have something that will see you through the darkest of winter times. Thirdly, could you please think about the passing of the summer of happiness? Many people have their ideas as to what happiness is. For some people, happiness is money. It is wealth creation. It is savings in the bank. It is a steady income, a reliable career. People see happiness as being bound up in money. And those who don't have money, they seek after happiness in money. And therefore, so many hue for the lottery tickets, hoping that their number will come up. And so the vicious cycle continues. The Lord Jesus Christ, however, said there would be no happiness in money. He said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasure on earth, because the moth can eat it away and the rust can destroy it." Money is just like the birds of the air. It can take wings and fly away. And many people have lost their wealth. And even those who retain their wealth to their death can die so very empty despite their millions, because money will never ever buy us happiness. And it is important to remember that. So many other people have their own definitions of happiness. For some, it is a sport. It is a hobby. For some, it is family. And yes, these things can provide pleasure and contentment. But yet these things must all pass away. There must be a greater source of happiness than this. And this alone can be found in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he offers to you. Because in this world there is disappointment. All our happinesses can vanish. But when you have Christ, you have a peace. You have something that passeth all understanding that can keep you through the greatest storm. Fourthly, I want to talk to you about the passing of the summer of gospel opportunity. It is a great thing to have Christ presented to you. It is a great thing to hear the Word of God, to read the Word of God, to have the Savior offered to you in the gospel. There's nothing greater than this. This is summertime indeed. For those of you who are listening, you're enjoying a blessed experience, not because I'm talking to you, but because you're hearing the Word of God. But the summertime of gospel opportunity will end. And that's a solemn thought. You're privileged hearing the Word. But there will come a time you will hear the Word no more. So while you have time and life, and while you have a rational mind, you need to choose Christ and come to Him, because the summertime of gospel opportunity will end. Fifthly, I want to talk to you about the passing of the summer of life. To have life is a privilege we should never take for granted, because there is coming a day when death will come. Death will come for some when they are old. Death will come for some when they are young. But all must die. All must pass away. The grave must embrace us. The warmth of our bodies must give way to the coldness of death. And one day we will die, and our bodies will occupy a box, and our bodies will be lowered into the soil from whence they came. That's a grim reality, but yet it is reality. And before the summer of life ends, it is important that you choose Christ and seek the Lord. When death comes, there will be no second opportunity. There will be no second chance. There will be no more time for you to come to Christ. When death comes, it will either be heaven or hell. Jeremiah said, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." Today you may not be saved. Don't die in that condition. Get right with the Lord today. We're in the autumn time. The harvest has ended. The leaves are falling from the tree. Soon winter will come. Soon the winter of death will come for us all. Will you die without Christ when that takes place? I would urge you, seek the Lord now, while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Forsake your sin. Forsake that which is holding you back from Christianity. I would urge you, come to the Savior, that it may not be said of you, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." Thank you very much for listening this afternoon.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.